Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. Gosh, I have recorded this episode a couple times now, and I find myself just to be like super chatty and reflective. And that's a good thing, but I just kind of wanted to be real today. Today's a very real day, a very intense day, I think, for a lot of listeners, a very emotional day for myself, and I just want it to be received as it is. I don't have to go into all of these reasons why you should enjoy today. I will try to go into a few. I don't want you to feel attacked in any way, as if you're doing something wrong to feel your emotions, as if you're doing something wrong to want to run away, curl up, and hide. I want you to receive today as you need to receive it, but know this: you are seen, you are heard, and you are not forgotten. I know some of you today on Mother's Day will feel forgotten. Maybe you don't have living children and your loss is not recognized or validated by those in your life. First of all, I want to say that's fine. You might not want to hear that, but it is fine. If people can't receive your reality, there's nothing you can do about it. No time should be wasted to try to rationalize why. People grieve differently, they process differently, and in a world that is very you do you and all of these other things, I find that to see someone else's loss might be a challenge, especially if they've had a loss of their own and they haven't come to terms with that. I know that's a lot of people's experience. What's not okay, though, is for you to neglect your motherhood. Now, if you're sitting here listening to this, I have hope for you, Mama, right? Because, I mean, you're trying. You're trying to process your motherhood. You're trying to honor and recognize it, or you wouldn't be listening to a child loss podcast. So thank you. And you're welcome. You're welcome because you deserve to be seen and known and appreciated. And your motherhood is beautiful, no matter how difficult it may be. My motherhood this year is just phenomenally uncomfortable. I won't get into all the details, but our first child was a loss. Our second child is this foster care situation that we are trying to navigate. And the current child in our home is living. He's a newborn and he's doing well, but that doesn't take away the losses that we are processing. It doesn't make those easier, and it doesn't make those go away. And so on Mother's Day, just as I'll be sitting around a table with my family and celebrating my own mom and my mother-in-law, I'll also be visiting a cemetery to see my child. And that's not everyone's reality, and it might not even be yours. Maybe you didn't have the opportunity to bury your child. I am hopeful that you have something, right? A shelf in your home, a piece of jewelry that you wear, a teddy bear that you hold, no matter what it is, please, please, please visit that today. Allow yourself to grieve, but more, allow yourself to be joyful in this motherhood. I know today, as you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on Mother's Day, when this will be posted, I am intentionally sipping a cup of tea or coffee and sitting with my sweet Casey Joe. Yes, I'll go visit them at the cemetery and likely gift flowers, which is weird because Casey's not my mom, why I'm giving flowers, but regardless, right? Just my little way to process. But I also will take a quiet moment to sip slowly and to reflect and journey with Casey about this past year. Because while living children might make us cringeworthy art or have picked out something with dad or made us breakfast in bed, no matter what your living children, if you have them, are doing, your lost child has a lot to offer you too. And unfortunately, we don't get the handprints on papers or dollar store gifts or homemade cards or breakfasts or whatever it might be, but we can be given in silence the gift of peace in a way that our other children can't gift us. In this spiritual sense, Casey will sit with me in prayer and in silence, and we'll be together, maybe for just a moment, before I have to go change a dirty diaper or remember that I have to make a side dish to bring to my in-laws or whatever else I might be doing in last-minute attempts to gift the mothers that I'll be seeing that day. Casey and I will spend our moment. And I'm hopeful that Casey, through peace, will give me a lot of insight into motherhood. This past year, I've tried really hard to be a good mom to Casey, and it's looked very different than it has to living children in living circumstances. But Casey has allowed me to be a mom in a unique and beautiful way, and that gift of motherhood that Casey's given me, I've been able to share with other mamas. And I'm hopeful that in sharing this with you, you can share with others as well. Please remember to acknowledge others' motherhood, yes, but please, please, please acknowledge your own. If no one else gets you flowers or chocolate or makes you breakfast in bed, mama, find some way to honor and celebrate yourself because you are mama. Even if the world doesn't see it, even if they forget about your loss, your motherhood is beautiful and unique, and it can change the world in a way that living children might not be able to do. When we buried Casey, and when we post about Casey, we give the parents in our lives who might not have acknowledged their loss an opportunity to think, to feel, maybe to process. What a gift that is to them and to their children that might otherwise have been forgotten. We don't approach this conversation with bitterness or uncomfort, but with joy and peace and healing. Mother's Day is a reminder that as moms we grieve, as moms we celebrate, as moms we learn strength, we learn patience, and we learn trust. And it doesn't matter if our children are living or not to learn those things. And so in that, our motherhood is still beautiful, and it ought to be celebrated. If by no one else, then by you. And today I give you permission to do that. I hope and pray that you will. And I know that your little lost soul hopes and prays that too, because from heaven I can imagine there are a lot of little saints looking down on us, pointing at us and saying, "That one's mine." They're so proud of you, even when you make mistakes. Even when you go a day without acknowledging them, maybe, or in those guilty moments where you feel like you might not be doing enough, your little saint in heaven sees you. And again, the fact that you are here listening shows that you are trying and you are learning and you are growing. And I pray that through this next year, we can try and learn and grow together. I'm hopeful that more episodes will be coming out. I'm hopeful to be talking with some beautiful women about their loss journey and sharing those stories with you. I want this ministry to grow, and I feel like I'm finding the time and space to do that. And I'm hopeful that this next year will prove that. That this next year I can walk with you more, cry with you more, celebrate with you more, and see you in ways that maybe you don't see yourself. And that's okay. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. You are so beautiful, and so strong, and you deserve to have the best day ever. Allow yourself that gift. I look forward to chatting with you again soon.